Science and Technology.
Psychiatry. Sound of mind. AI models trained on patient speech can diagnose some mental health conditions.
Traditional methods of diagnosing mental health conditions require patients to speak directly to a psychiatrist. Sensible in theory, such assessments can, in practice, take months to schedule and ultimately lead to subjective diagnoses. That is why scientists are experimenting with ways to automate this process. Artificial intelligence, AI, tools trained to listen to patients have proved capable of detecting a range of mental health conditions, from anxiety to depression, with accuracy rates exceeding conventional diagnostic methods. By analysing the acoustic properties of speech, these AI models can identify markers of depression or anxiety that a patient might not even be aware of, let alone able to articulate. Though individual features like pitch, tone and rhythm each play a role, the true power of these models lies in their ability to discern patterns imperceptible to a psychiatrist's ears. AI has been used by mental health professionals before. Large language models, LLMs for example, control transcribed interviews for patterns of speech and contextual cues symptomatic of psychological disorders. But text-based AI has limitations. Cultural nuances, language barriers and different levels of fluency can skew results. LLMs have also been shown to reflect the linguistic biases prevalent in society. In one study, an LLM failed to diagnose depression in black patients compared with white counterparts. Moreover, LLMs are known to hallucinate, which is to say they generate plausible-sounding but factually incorrect information. This shortcoming is particularly problematic in a field where accuracy can mean the difference between appropriate treatment and misdiagnosis. That is why the new methods under development do not pay attention to individual words, but rather to how those words are spoken. An AI model developed by researchers at South Central Minzu University in China, for example, looks for subtle changes in a patient's voice. The researchers hypothesize that those with depression may have distinctive ways of speaking too subtle for the human ear to detect. The system uses pre-training, a technique whereby the model is first exposed to huge amounts of general speech to help it recognize complex audio patterns. These patterns might include variations in rhythm, pitch variability, and voice quality that are typically imperceptible to human ears. This pre-training acts as a linguistic tuning fork, allowing the system to pick up on intricate variations in speech that may signal depression without needing to understand the words themselves. The researchers then adjusted or fine-tuned this general-purpose system specifically for depression detection with the help of recordings of patients with depression. This fine-tuned method showed remarkable accuracy. In results published in Nature Scientific Reports in June, the method was able to detect the presence of depression in a binary classification task 96% of the time and was 95% accurate when asked to categorize its severity into four levels: no depression, mild, moderate and severe, based on one clinical rating scale. Other methods are also bearing fruit. Researchers from Sorbonne University in Paris have developed a method that analyzes sound waves recorded via a smartphone app to detect various mental health conditions. First, the sound waves are converted into visual maps called spectrograms that chart how a voice's frequency and volume vary over time. The model then examines each individual spectrogram for features indicative of various psychiatric disorders, including depression, anxiety, insomnia, and fatigue. Once again, the AI model undergoes pre-training on a vast dataset of voice recordings, learning to recognize general speech patterns and characteristics. It then uses this knowledge to interpret the spectrograms from individuals in the study. This method employs deep learning techniques to automatically extract relevant features from the raw audio data rather than relying on predefined acoustic characteristics. This means the exact cues the system uses are not easily interpretable by humans, a common, if sometimes contentious, aspect of many advanced AI systems. The results, published in an online preprint in March, are promising, but the research is still in its early stages. The potential applications are vast. Sound wave analysis makes it easier for patients to be assessed, even if they cannot accurately articulate their mental state or are in distress. Because it works across languages, the method would also help a wider range of people and could offer valuable help in rural areas with few mental health professionals. For overburdened clinicians, speech analysis could help triage patients and offer continuous monitoring for those requiring at-home treatments. Diagnosis, though valuable, is only the first step. Different people with the same condition often require bespoke treatments for the symptoms they find most troubling. In depression, for example, some may have issues with memory, others with fatigue, says Gavin Tucker, a child psychiatrist at the Maudsley Hospital in London. The next step, then, for this promising technology seems clear. Build AI models that can help doctors personalize the treatments they give to patients.